Good afternoon, I'm Casey Kenny. Charlie Angus is calling on the Prime Minister to give businesses more time to sort out the Canada Emergency Business Account Repayment Plan and to extend the deadline for applying for exemptions. During the pandemic, CEBA offered businesses interest-free loans to help keep their doors open. According to the feds, $49 billion in partially forgivable loans were handed out to nearly 900,000 small businesses and not-for-profit organizations across the country. In September, the deadline was moved from the end of December this year to mid-January. In question period last week, the Timmins-James Bay MPs said not changing course on the repayment schedule will be harmful to many businesses.
First, they got hammered by the pandemic. Then they got hammered by high inflation. Now they're being hammered by Liberal indifference.
That's right.
And if the Prime Minister doesn't change course on the CEBA repayments, many of our businesses are going to be forced to close their doors in January.
He says extending the loan repayment deadline is the right thing to do and will help small businesses get back on their feet. A precautionary boil water advisory has been issued for Pine Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. The City of Timmins and the Porcupine Health Unit issued the advisory this morning. City officials say the Environmental Services Department is conducting emergency water main repairs. They had to bring your water to a rolling boil for at least a minute before using it for drinking or making infant formula, brushing your teeth, washing food, and more. The effect will remain in place until sample results confirm water is fit for human consumption, with a minimum of 48 hours following the repair. Staff is thanking residents for their patience. And one person has died after a salmonella outbreak linked to Malchita and Rudy brand cantaloupes, according to the Public Health Agency of Canada. There have been 63 confirmed cases and 17 people have been hospitalized. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency recalled the Malchita cantaloupes sold between October 11th and November 14th. And late last week, the CFIA updated the recall to include Rudy brand cantaloupes sold between October 10th and November 24th. They were sold in six provinces, including Ontario, Alberta, British Columbia, Manitoba, and the Atlantic provinces. The CFIA says don't eat the affected cantaloupes and throw them out. Be the first to know. Sign up and get news alerts sent directly to your inbox at mytimminsnow.com.